And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, making it cool to be a conservative. Throwing some truth bombs everywhere. So text lines are open, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. We opened them and a bunch of y'all already jumped on in. So I'll get a few of these and just see where we are. Golly, bum, scroll down the line. What do I got? Nani from Beverly Hills, Florida says, Biden taking Air Force One for a 127-mile trip. What a waste of taxpayer dollars and disrupting everybody else. Can't help but agree with that. I mean, I look at it and think, wow. I mean, on the one hand, I kind of get it because, remember, Air Force One is supposed to be a mobile White House. So when the president travels, Air Force One is a place from which he can have like a situation room and secure communications capability and even has medical facilities and everything else all in that airplane. Still, wow. Allie from Athens says, hot off the press and required reading, John Maxwell's latest book entitled High Road to Leadership. Even if the only person you lead is yourself, you need to get a hold of this one and internalize it. I love John Maxwell, one of my favorite authors. There's several of his on my shelf right now. In fact, I was reading this morning in my quiet time a piece by John Maxwell. Thank you, Allie. Jeff Mendiana says, Phil, what or who do you attribute the most influence upon you that gave you your speaking and leadership skills? Well, the assumption is that I have some skills, but thank you for that, brother. There would be several. There would. I mean, I could name a few, some from afar, but there were some in my family. My dad and my grandfather were both very influential in my life. I had the benefit of serving under a few very capable military officers who I was inspired by. And then there's some that I admire from afar that, you know, I read and I gather from. You know, people like Teddy Roosevelt, Ronald Reagan, Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin is a modern day hero to me. Anyway, so yeah, there are several, but there you go, brother. Bruce from Hazel Green says no leadership in this administration at all. Clear and to the point. There you go. John from Elkmont says Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle's refusal to answer even the simplest of questions is unbelievable. It was like somebody was holding a gun to her head, daring her to open her mouth. The question should have shifted to who told you or warned you not to talk to us. Was it Mayorkas or Homeland Security? Was it the FBI? Whoever it was is much more frightening to her than looking like a fool on national television and more threatening to her than a U.S. congressional hearing. I believe she was under duress. As Chuck Schumer said, these intelligence agencies can screw you six ways a Sunday. I almost felt sorry for her. I agree with that, John. So here's the thing. I think if you look at it, I think they went into it thinking that she would be able to say that is an active and ongoing investigation and I am not the one responsible. I don't think she anticipated the level of absolute bipartisan vitriol that was levied at her. If I'm not mistaken, I think even Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was wearing her out. So it was a bipartisan thrashing. Here's the deal. It was for two different reasons. Republicans want to know, how is it possible that you allowed this to happen so that Trump actually got shot by someone who was almost within the perimeter? How does this happen? What are your failures? Democrats, they just wanted to know if she could please leave because it's a distraction to them to being able to run a campaign against Trump. I guarantee you. The reason why it's bipartisan and why even Hakeem Jeffries is calling for her to resign is simply because they knew that this is a massive distraction to the other distraction, which is called Kamala Harris. And they needed her out of the way so that we did not have this talking point to start wearing them out with saying, Kamala Harris, why won't you call for her resignation? And that would be in every single press conference. All right, listen, I got more of that. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one, I'm talking about Alabama. Y'all, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi all thrown in just for good measure. Yeah. Text lines and phone lines are open. In fact, I got a call on the line right now. Let me just grab that real quick. Connie from Huntsville. Hey, Connie, how you doing?
Fine, and you? Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I wanted to ask a question that's been really bothering me.
Okay.
Kamala got all the delegates.
Right.
They changed the money from Biden to Harris, the 90 million.
Right.
They don't listen to the Supreme Court when the Supreme Court says you can't do this and you can't do that.
Yeah.
So my question is, with having, and they've been saying, her and Schumer, that they're winning. They're winning the presidency. So my question is, I have two, but this one, what the media is in their pocket, the movie stars, the elite. So what happens at the election if they call it for Biden before it should be called? Because that's happened in some races before.
Well,
what do we do when they don't wait? Because I feel like they won't wait for that.
You're talking about, and I'm a little bit lost on your question. You're talking about on election day, what happens
on election on election day? Because the media has called it for some people, and they've found out after that that wasn't the person who won it, and they've been in it for a couple of months, so they just stay in it.
Okay, so I'll answer your question in a couple of ways. All right. First of all, you're absolutely right that the media is mainstream media, especially, is in the bag right now for the Democrats. They're slobbering over the idea that they've got another candidate to replace Biden because they were so worried about Biden.
Correct.
So they don't care that they've been mocking Kamala for the last 3 years and scared to death of her. Now she's the darling. So yes, the media is going to be their friend. I can't guarantee you they won't try to call an election at times. And that does get frustrating when you watch it. But what matters is the certification of the vote. So nothing that the press can say is designed to be official. What only matters is the certification of the vote. And a key example of this would be if you look back in, what was that, 2000, the Bush-Gore election that went down to Florida and they had to go recount, we called them hanging chads. They had to recount all the ballots.
Sure.
The press had called it and then had to retract it. Because they couldn't finalize the vote. They thought they knew what was what, and they were trying to get the scoop on the news.
Well, they've had a few years to sharpen their knives.
Yeah. What's your other question?
And my other question is this. If she picks a vice president that they kind of like better than her, can she drop out before an election time, like this happened just now, and have the vice president become the running president like she just did?
No.
But you know what I'm talking about.
I mean, this could perpetuate
forever.
And Connie, I'll be honest with you, they're making up their rules as they go along, but here's the thing.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They'll make up these rules.
But here's the thing. What they've got to deal with is the fact that they cannot avoid the fact that state laws exist that require certain names to be on the ballot. So if she's going to jump in and then jump back out, they may bypass the fact that certain states require them to have their certified names because they can't reprint the ballots. Early voting starts in like 35 days in a few states.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's so, right. But then you know, you're only as good as the people that are behind the scenes in the states too.
I don't think she'll do it. I don't think she'll listen.
But,
I think the bottom line
is this. You understand what I'm talking about? If everybody's on the boat from the different states,
I do. But Connie, here's the thing. Right now, they have no choice but to coalesce around something. They have to get in there with a candidate that gives them a chance to run. They only got 100 days, 105 days.
And
so the end result of this is they are going to stay all in for who they think they've got right now. If they want to ditch her after the election, that would be their own question. But why would they? Because if they win, they just win. They've got a puppet in the White House they can work with.
Well, yeah, like they have now.
Connie, hey, thanks for the call.
Thanks
I got to move on.
I appreciate you answering my question.
Absolutely. Okay. You take care.
Mm-hmm.
Good questions. So let me take a few more text messages, and then in a moment I'm going to jump on. I didn't even get to – you know what? We're going to have Congressman Palmer on here before I even get to my first dipper. John from Harvest says, Phil, good monologue. There's nothing normal about this whole thing. You're right, sir. From the persistent gaslighting about Joe's mental health to the criminally negligent Secret Service director leading to an assassination attempt to the soft coup that pushed Joe out, said, I fear more bad stuff's on the horizon. Pray for President Trump and our country. John, I completely agree. Now, listen, folks, and Connie was that call we had a moment ago. Connie was right. Ask the questions. Double check stuff. You mean to answer Connie's fears? No, I don't think that they're going to drop. They're not going to have Kamala jump in and jump out. I think all that would do is create confusion and that they would wind up with legal challenges. But there ain't nothing wrong with asking questions, because right now keep your head on a swivel because stuff's happening day by day. The Democrats are making this up as they go along right now. It is an absolute debacle of leadership, and they're trying what they can to coalesce around something, anything. Give themselves, it's like throwing a lifesaver to a drowning man right now. Grab it, float, okay, oh good, now what? But you also have to watch out for the drowning man. I used to have my lifeguard certification, and one of the things they taught us was how to avoid being drowned by the one who was drowning, all right? When the person swimming out there to try and protect someone reaches them, you can't just reach out for help. You have to calm them down, move them into a position where they're not going to drown you in the process. That's where the Democrats are. They'll drown anybody who gets in their way. They're desperate right now, which means we have to keep our heads on a swivel because this is our pool they're swimming in right now. Jim from Grove Oaks says, hey, Phil, if I remember correctly, Kamala Harris refused to prosecute an illegal alien in California who shot and killed a young lady in cold blood. Listen, brother, I have no doubt, and all this stuff's going to come out in the days to come. The thing they can't avoid is the fact that Trump's going to have campaign ads. And I guarantee you, though, they saw this coming. The Trump campaign, they had anti Kamala commercials on the first 24 hours. So don't think for a second that her record is going to go just, you know, unspoken. John from Huntsville says, Phil, spectacular monologue. I'd love to see Big Rig as a contestant on Survivor because I know he would win and bring home that $1 million check. There you go, man. I don't know how to answer that for you.
I don't know.
He's
got some faith in me. I don't know how or why.
Listen, brother, take it and run. He said, also, did you hear that cases of bird flu are on the rise? Okay. I predict that pretty soon they're going to force us all to wear masks again. Good luck with that. That's what I say. And no more face diapers. We're done. JT Lacey Springs says, quality monologue from hiding Biden to finding Biden. Suggestion, may we shelve Taco Tuesday a while for Tomato Tuesday? What says summer more than a Mater ham sandwich and white bread slathered with mayo and a touch of salt and pepper, so juicy it requires eating over the sink? Man, that does conjure up an image. Do you like tomato sandwiches?
I can't do the soggy bread.
No, dude.
I can't do it.
The best tomato will slice up. You slather it with the mayonnaise. You slap that thing on there. You salt and pepper it.
My dad loved
Occasionally a piece of cheese. But I can go just with the, yeah.
What's up with that? My dad loved those too.
Is it saying it's an old guy thing?
It's probably an old guy thing.
God almighty. Richard from Madison says, further proof to me of lack of leadership in the White House, President Biden did not ask for Cheadle's resignation a day or two after the attempt. Come to think of it, does he ever hold anyone accountable? No. In fact, I did a whole monologue on that a couple weeks ago. There's never any accountability ever. Now, I will tell you what probably happened. She was told quietly in the background, you need to resign. You need to resign or we're going to have no choice but to fire you. Why? Because their own side was calling for it. Because everything right now is a distraction to Kamala. Please don't distract from Kamala. Don't give the White House any negative press. Resign. But you know what would have given it bolder press, in my opinion? What would have given it bolder press is if Kamala Harris came out and said, I have asked for her resignation. That, the world would have gone, wow. But no, they couldn't do that. They couldn't do it. Why? Because it admits that something was wrong. So she tendered her resignation in the face of overwhelming opposition from Congress, not from her bosses. Just wow. I'm going to stay on these threads, man. Y'all are giving me more material than I've ever had in a show. This is like we're going to call this the tweet dipper or a text dipper right now. Jerry from Decatur, we're only as strong as we are at the top in any position of leadership, airborne. Digging it, man. Dave from Rimlap says, Tucker Carlson, I guess, reported this morning that Biden had a stroke at Vegas last week, reported by police and fire. I'm hearing that from Charlie Kirk. I'm hearing that from Laura Loomer. I'm hearing that from several others. None of which has been confirmed, but what we do have is that there was apparently a clearance required for the streets of local PD to get POTUS to the Air Force One for a faster-than-usual flight back to Delaware. He also didn't go to the White House. He went to his house, which is just jackassery, in my opinion. John from Huntsville says, tomato, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches are delicious. I cannot abide by that. I cannot abide by that at all. Now, peanut butter and banana, yes. Peanut butter and tomato And jelly too? You can't do it.
No, but peanut butter and no, not peanut butter bread. Banana and mayonnaise. It's good.
Stop talking right now. Cameron from Decatur, don't you worry that we have waited our whole life to do the old guy things? Don't you worry what? Wait. Don't you worry we have? Yes. Don't you worry we have waited our whole life to do the old guy things? Yes, that is true. We have earned the right. Exactly, to have our tomato sandwiches. All right, last couple, and then I'm going to a break. You guys are just like, man, what an audience here today. This might have been said before, says Brian from Decatur, but with all the complete and epic failures, which some almost appear to be unintentional, has it occurred to anybody that the attempt on President Trump was a legit inside job? It's occurred to a lot of people. It's occurred to a whole lot of people. But I'm not going to say it couldn't have been, but I'm going to say it's more likely a case of gross negligence. I don't know, man. More to come. And then Jeff from Indiana. I'm with Big Rig. I would not eat a soggy tomato sandwich. Would you care for a pickled egg or some truck stop fried fish? Listen, the man who eats truck stop food on a regular basis cannot give me food advice. I'm just saying. Take me to a break, Big Rig. Good Lord. Truck stop fried fish and pickled eggs, and he won't eat soggy tomato sandwiches, he said. Sometimes the soggy makes it good. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. I mean, like, man, making common sense like a superpower. So, listen, let me just touch on a little bit of this Hyde and Biden thing. All right, that was Dipper One. We kind of got there. We kind of didn't. My monologue really focused on it. It's a question of leadership. I want to remind you all, so they're going to say, well, he's had COVID. So freaking what? So he has a cold. Okay, where's my, I got a piece here in my stack. Here it is. Daily Wire. Quoting from President Biden's personal physician. What's his physician's name? I got it here somewhere. His name is Kevin O'Connor. Joe Biden's personal physician, Dr. Kevin O'Connor, says his symptoms remain mild. This is several days ago. His symptoms remain mild. His respiratory rate is normal at 16. His temperature normal at 97.8. His pulse oximetry is normal at 97%. The president received his first dose of Paxlovid. He'll be self-isolating in his home in Rehoboth. The doctor's note stated last week. Okay, if that's the case, if his symptoms were that mild, what was the point of being gone and incognito for 6 straight days? Now, I get it. You know, you and I, the average Joe and Jane who walk around this earth, we can call into work and we have to, and we can take time. But, you know, most of us can't do it, really, even still. 6 days? That's a lot of sick leave, man. 6 days? That's a lot of emails backed up, man. 6 days? That's a lot of radio shows we can't cover around here. You know what I'm saying? 6 days. The president of the United States does not have 6 days where he can just not be seen. It's absolutely unconscionable. But then you add that to the broader picture. You add that to the fact that he just did something that is virtually unprecedented in all of American history. I'm not trying to overstate that. It's true. In all of the history of this great nation, tell me how many times you remember or read about in the history books, or can even Google it for that matter, when someone swears up and down, I'm fine, I am fine, I am competent, I am confident, I am capable, I can do the job. And people are questioning his mental acuity, but he still proceeds. And he wins the primary, like all the votes. He's got them. 14 million people voted for Joe Biden. Just a few months ago. And then all of a sudden, he's out. And he's out, but he's not out by coming and addressing the nation. When Lyndon Baines Johnson said he would not accept the nomination were it offered to him, which is what he did, he said were it offered to him, he would not accept the nomination. He did so in a public address to the nation. My fellow Americans. Now, granted, he didn't have COVID, but when Trump had COVID just a few years ago, just a few years younger than Biden himself, Trump was at Walter Reed, and they were publishing pictures of him working at a conference room table at Walter Reed Army Hospital. So what is the point of hiding him out where we can't see him for 6 days? And I think that, to me, is a clear indication that they don't understand leadership in the Biden administration. So, yeah, you can cancel the silver alert, though. We found him. Whoop, whoop. He just literally got off the plane in D.C., I believe, moments ago. He was seen getting out of his vehicles, walking onto the plane at Dover Air Force Base, flew back to D.C. But you've also got the fact that his schedule has been wiped clear. Let me tell you this real quick. How much time have I got? Story here on townhall.com. President Joe Biden's personal physician gave us the update, yada, yada. I gave you that already. He said he was scheduled to leave Monday for the West Coast to make stops in California, Denver, Houston, and Austin. All trips have been canceled. He extended his stay to Wednesday, when he actually came back a little bit earlier from that. That's good. Houston Mayor John Whitmire was anticipating Biden visiting Houston on Thursday to discuss Hurricane Beryl's recovery efforts, but said the trip has now been canceled. That's Thursday. The president's next scheduled trip is tentatively set for July 31st, that's next week, where Biden will travel with Kamala Harris to an undisclosed location. Okay. He is then set to travel to Chicago the next day and doesn't have anything on the calendar until the DNC convention. The DNC convention is not until August 19th. So he has nothing planned in terms of actual real trips that we know about for weeks. And yet, everything's good. His symptoms were mild. No problem here. And Kamala Harris, when she's asked, is Biden fit? Story here on Fox News. Fox News, Vice President Harris will not say whether she is confident President Biden is currently capable of serving as Commander-in-Chief. Y'all, this is, you know what? If they want to put all of the speculations to rest, if they want to stop all of the bleeding, then put old boy in front of a camera, prop him up and give him a teleprompter, inject him with something and have him drink a Red Bull, because he needs to speak to the nation. I don't care if he's going to resign tomorrow, which he may. He's not resigned yet. He's still the president of the United States. Act like it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Coming right back with Congressman Gary Palmer. Y'all stay tuned.